Hey, it's Brian.
Hey, it's Murdoch. Welcome to Rock and Roll Bedtime Stories.
It's a bonus episode and time to dig into the mailbag. You know how to do it. It's wearethestoryguys@gmail.com. Of course, we use the mailbag to get your letters about songs and artists that you want us to research. But we also have a lot of fun conversations about other things when you write us your comments on the show, other things you want to tell us about, including, you know, we recently asked you to tell us your craziest music festival story. Doesn't have to be crazy. It's more fun if it is for us. But just, what's your ultimate music festival story? And of course, we're going to give somebody some passes to Louder Than Life 2024, which is going to happen in September in Louisville, Kentucky, and feature, you know, basically every like heavy rock band you can think of almost. Give us, you know, who are a few? Judas Priest is going to be there, right?
Yeah, Slayer's going to be there. Motley Frickin' Crue's going to be there. Slipknot is going to be there.
I was going to say, it's really Korn. Easy to have you list these bands because you just, it's like Mark lists like four of your favorite bands and then some more. So here's what we did. We asked you to send us these letters and now we want to read a few of them. I have had a blast reading all of these stories. Here's one from John Michael. And he says he's from El Paso, Texas, so that's going to be a hell of a road trip. But shouts to El Paso. I have been there once, and it was great. My craziest music festival story begins like this. And this is one of the greatest opening sentences to any story, let alone the contest submissions that we've gotten. I train and teach Brazilian martial arts. All right, good. Let's go. Let's go. I'm into this story. That's a great lead, JM. All right. A sister school was going to have an event in Sacramento that happened to land on the same weekend as Aftershock Music Festival. Is that in the family of Louder Than Life?
Yes, that is.
Okay. So that's the same production company.
That's correct. That's the Danny Warmer Presents concert venue festival action.
So if you've been to that, it's going to be similar Louder. The martial art event was 3 days long, as is Aftershock, so I thought it would work out great. The plan was to hang out and see some of my favorite bands during the day and then get out in time to participate in the martial art event at night. In retrospect, it would have made more sense for me to commit a whole day to the music festival and the rest of the days to martial art. But anyway, the day started out fine enough. I met up with some friends at a concert, bought a t-shirt while Prong was on stage.
Yes.
Are you a Prong fan?
Yeah. Yeah, huge Prong fan. Love Prong. Love Prong.
The problem with the venue is that there were only a few water stands, and my friends and I were too lazy to wait for lukewarm water. So I had a friend who suggested that we get a nice ice-cold Beatbox instead. That line was pretty long, too. So we ended up buying two each, and then we ran to go see Fit for an Autopsy. What do you think about that band?
I'm not as big a fan as I
am a Prong.
Miss Prong, no.
Okay, so it was all downhill from there because during the Dead Sarah show, my friend asked if I wanted to take a hit from a vape pen. I'm not a smoker, but after a couple of beatboxes, what are beatboxes? Beers?
I don't know. I don't know, John.
I guess they're alcohol. I don't know. A mosh pit in a very little water sounded like a great idea. After I inhaled, I asked him what was in it, and he said, "I don't know. I found it on the ground."
I found it on the ground. Oh, man.
Holy crap. I should have slapped him silly for that. But then being that we were in California, I'm pretty sure there was cannabis in that thing, and THC never sat well with me. So now I'm flying out of my head, and we go to the front of the stage to wait for Stone Temple Pilots. And we find out from a random guy that the band was already playing on a different stage. So that's how high they were. We ran in that direction just in time to catch the last song of Stone Temple Pilots, and this time it's getting late, and instead of shrugging off the martial arts event like any other rational, inebriated, and wasted individual, I pushed my way through the crowd during Evanescence, jumped a few barriers where I knew the kind security personnel would guide me by my collar to an exit. I don't have to explain to you what a madhouse traffic is at a show like this, but I was finally able to navigate my scrambled head enough in order to locate an Uber to drop me off at the Brazilian martial arts event.
Oh.
Upon getting out of the vehicle, I discovered my legs didn't work.
Oh my gosh. This is getting better. It just got better.
I stumbled into the event where everyone got to see my drunk ass. And then I was gently led out of the event by my collar, just with enough time to vomit my guts out outside. I spent the remainder of that night in the bushes outside the event. Fortunately or unfortunately, there was a huge homeless problem in that city, so no one noticed me. I was eventually scooped up by another fellow martial art practitioner and allowed to recover the rest of the night and part of the day on his nice bathroom floor.
John, it's such a good story.
I learned many things that day. A, take plenty of water to shows.
Yes.
Two, don't ever drink Beatbox. I don't know what that is.
We know it's a drink, and we're not supposed
to drink it. And we're not supposed to drink it. Travel with people you trust. Don't double book yourself. Don't put anything from the ground in your mouth. And don't do drugs.
Don't do drugs.
I think I'm ready to right these wrongs and come to Louder Than Life. What do you think? Oh, my God. What a great story. Holy
crap.
What
a great story. And a great letter. I like the don't do the drugs you find on the ground. I heard a comedian, this isn't my joke, but a comedian said they were hanging out with a friend of theirs, and they were somebody that like has a vape, and it's a vape pen. And they just casually said, you know, I wish there was a vape pen for cocaine. And the comedian, the joke was, I'm pretty sure they have that. That's called crack pipes. It already exists. Yeah. That's not even a joke. What if it's like non-joke?
Okay, here's a note from Matt. Just a quick story about a festival I attended back in the 2000s. It was a regional festival in Raleigh, North Carolina. We got another North Carolina homie.
Man.
Lots of you guys. We're going to have to like do a live show in North Carolina. I'm not kidding. I got to see a lot of cool bands I probably wouldn't have seen otherwise. Squirrel Nut Zippers before Tom Maxwell quit. Flat Duo Jets.
Yes.
Anyway, I ran into a guy who used to co-own a comic book shop I frequented who had left to manage a band called the Outhouse Poets. I'd never actually seen any of their shows, but I didn't let that stop me. I walked up and said hello and spent a good 5 minutes telling him how much I enjoyed their set, only for him to very flatly tell me that they hadn't played yet.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I've done stuff like that before where you're I got to keep this conversation going. I'm sure you played, right? Yeah, man, it was great. Yeah, dude, you dumb motherfucker. We never even played.
Brian, if you haven't heard the Flat Duo Jets, man, do yourself a favor and get in that time machine. Holy shit.
Like, what kind of music is it?
It was 90s for me. So, there was so much 90s music that came out of North Carolina with, like, Arches of Loaf, Paul Vo, and Flat Duo Jets were another one of those bands, too. And they started their tours would like begin or end in Knoxville before they would go back home. So I just got to see lots of them, and they were one of them.
Here's another letter. This is from Davis. Hello, Brian and Murdoch. My name is Davis, and I'm a rock obsessed 16-year-old from North Carolina.
Get out of here.
Yeah, I also thought, what's up, dude? I also just want to mention that I love y'all's podcast so much, and I listen to it often, and it's like my favorite of all time. All right, quit kissing our ass.
Thank you.
I've never been to a music festival. That's the next line of this letter.
Oh, well, that's important to say out loud.
But I always wanted to go, and when I saw the lineup for Louder Than Life and saw that Motley Crue was on it, he's just really kissing your ass, Murdoch.
I think that's for me. Yeah.
He said, when I saw the Motley Crue was on there, I was like, I'm going to do anything so I can go to that. Motley's always been one of my all-time faves. But my other all-time fave is Kiss. Is this guy your illegitimate son? Did you have a child in North Carolina, Mark Murdoch?
No. The last time I was there, I told you there was a band that we had a record label, and we went and played. They played the gig in Asheville.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a Fleetwood Mac cover band, and they had two Stevies. They fucking hated us, dude. They hated us as people, persons, and
things.
Musicians and hanger-oners of musicians.
Okay, so back to this letter from Davis. Kiss was the first band I really became obsessed with. I could tell you almost anything about them, as well as many other bands. And seeing them in concert opened a gateway for me. This concert brought me and my dad closer together, and it was life-changing. And since then, I've learned how to play 5 instruments, and I'm basically a walking encyclopedia of rock and roll. Even doing anything I can to incorporate it into school assignments, art pieces, anything. And I've recently started a band of my own called Almost Friday. I also wrote a whole speech on how much I love rock and roll music in general. Elton John was my second concert, and I was starstruck. I love the music scene and the community and your podcast. Keep on keeping on. Lots of hand signal emojis. Davis, it's a pretty compelling argument.
Wow. Thanks, Davis.
I hope Davis is listening, though, so he knows not to do drugs. See, I did these in a certain order. So
that's right.
He can hear the moral lesson being handed out to him by our friend JM, and then we can also think back to our innocent days of being young and loving rock and roll. We've all been there.
And so, Davis, we've already given you like the blueprint of things not to do at the music festival by hearing someone tell you what they did, and they are lifelong lessons. They never change.
Yeah.
It's no one ever goes, you know what? Don't drink any water. Like, that just never changes. It's like, it never changes.
We actually did get that one letter. I think the last time we read letters on a bonus episode, there was the guy who was like, he drinks a very select amount of liquid so he doesn't have to go to the bathroom and lose his spot in the crowd. That's playing with danger. We don't endorse that. I think the making sure you drink plenty of water is more important. Okay, last one. We can do one more?
Yeah, let's do one more.
Okay, Jennifer writes the show. Hey, I'm listening to your podcast for the first time, and I love it. I'm listening to episode 187 about the history of grunge. Growing up in the 90s, I love grunge. All right, that rocks, Jen. Anyway, I wanted to tell you that my favorite Louder Than Life story, so she actually has a Louder Than Life story, not just a music festival story. In 2021, Snoop Dogg was supposed to play but dropped out last minute. I forgot about that.
Yep.
Breaking Benjamin filled in for them, which seems like a weird switch, and played an amazing set. My son was 15 at the time and had always wanted to crowd surf but was too scared, usually. But this year, he builds up the courage and he crowd surfs for the first time ever during Breaking Benjamin. After he got back to where we were sitting for the day, which was right in front of the fenced area around where the lights are and where the photographers take pics, he got back there, the set ended, the sound guy gave him Breaking Benjamin's set list. I've never seen my son so excited, and it will always be a top memory for me and for him. Thanks for doing what you do. I look forward to listening to more of your episodes. Keep rocking.
Wow. This is a great story, too.
That is the second entry to this contest that includes a personal Breaking Benjamin story.
Yeah, which is weird and crazy.
It is weird, but Breaking Benjamin is on the bill, so maybe that's inspiring the Breaking Benjamin stories to come out. Are you a Breaking Benjamin guy?
No, not really.
Yeah. I had a
conversation with a total stranger about Motley Crue's first two records this weekend at a soccer game. Like, look at me. Not even talking about Breaking Benjamin. Like, I could probably learn something, but I'm still stuck in the 80s.
It's okay. We like you just the way you are. If you want to get involved in the show, it's wearethestoryguys@gmail.com. We're going to have more opportunities for you to win Louder Than Life passes starting in the month of May. So keep listening, and you are going to have more chances. And maybe we'll all get to party together, and I'll become a Breaking Benjamin fan. Who knows? They sound like super nice guys based on all the stories I keep hearing. What should we keep doing until next time, Murdoch?
Keep telling stories and writing letters.